You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the good news station WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We've been talking about what it really means to be the house of God, and what it really means to be here and function as a body of believers that come together and worship Jesus to really begin to engage the assignment of God that is on our life. Come on, amen? Are y'all ready to engage the assignment of God that's on your life? I mean, if Jesus shed his blood 2,000 years ago, but it's still affecting our life today. I think some of you missed that already. We're getting started, so tune in. I said, Jesus shed his blood 2,000 years ago, and it's still affecting our life today. It was something that he done that still has a consequence that manifests today, every day in our life. See, it's something he did do and something that's still being done. It's still at work. Come on, it's all powerful. Amen? It happened 2,000 years ago, but it affects every aspect of our life today. It affects our social life. It affects our culture. It affects our spiritual life. It affects our family life. Every area of our life, even the economics of our life, and every nation and every empire on this planet, the blood of Jesus is still affecting today. And that's pretty amazing when you begin to wrap your mind around just how powerful the blood of Jesus is. It didn't just wash away your sins. It changed history. And today we are his church because of his blood. I got three people trying to help me. Come on, somebody. Amen. That means that he made a way for you to become his children today. You're not just somebody on the outside looking in, but now you're somebody on the inside with a perspective of what it means to be under God's grace. Amen. And for him to once again be our Father and live the purpose and the destiny that grace did that. Somebody shout grace. Title of the message today is His House Shall Be a House of Grace. Everybody shout grace. Same grace that operated 2,000 years ago, same grace that formed this world out of a void, the same grace that caused you to breathe air into your lungs today is still working today. It is the grace of God, and is this house shall be a house of His grace. Come on, how many of you, we don't want to be a house of judgment. We want to be a house of grace. Come on, huh? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 is our text this morning. It says this, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace. Somebody shout grace. Grace to you and peace. Somebody shout peace. Don't you just love how those two go hand in hand? Grace and peace. How many know peace comes when you have grace? How many, you ain't got no peace in your life if you ain't got no grace for nobody? I mean, if you're just mean, bitter, and ornery, how many of you ain't going to have no peace? Come on, you... Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed. Everybody say blessed. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. How many know He picked your name and picked you out before the foundation of the world? Amen. Yeah, let that sink in. That's good. Amen. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. My assignment today is His house shall be a house of grace. I mean, everything Jesus did, He did it for you and He did it in you. And He didn't have to do it for Himself. He did it for us. Amen. Come on, that's how grace works. Because Jesus didn't need a Savior. He didn't need to be saved from anything. He didn't need a redeemer. He didn't need to be redeemed from anything. He was God incarnate. He came, amen? He didn't need somebody to remake His life. He didn't need somebody to redeem His life. He didn't need somebody to straighten Him out. He already had it all together. So Jesus didn't need what He was doing. We needed what He was doing. So in other words, He didn't do it for Himself. He did it for you. That's how grace works today, amen? And that means that when Jesus went to the cross, that when He went to the cross, you went to the cross. If He knew you before the foundation of the world and had a destiny for you, that means that you were already in Him when He went to the cross. I was there in Christ back 2,000 years ago when He substituted His life for mine. Come on, amen. When He died, we died. When He got up, we got up. When He was healed, we were healed. When He was blessed, you were blessed. Oh, come on. Praise the Lord, amen. How many know the Bible declares in Ephesians that He is seated in heavenly places and that we are seated in heavenly places with Him? That means that God's perspective on you in the Spirit is that you've already seated with Christ. He doesn't see you in your weakness. He doesn't see you in your flesh. He don't see you when you had a bad day. He's aware of your bad day, but He sees you whole. He sees you complete. He sees you healed because He sees you in Christ. Come on, huh? Somebody say, I'm right there with Jesus. He's right here with me. The Bible says, as He is, so are we. In other words, whatever is true of Jesus is true of me. Whatever is true of Jesus is true of you. If you belong to Him, then it's true about you. Amen? Because whatever He did it for me. He saved me. He cleansed me. He washed me. He changed me. He redeemed me. He reconciled me. He made me right. He cleaned me up. Put me up on a solid rock. Pulled me up out of a pit of despair and depression and made me right. Kim said, thank you, Jesus. He did that for him. How many know He did it for you? So really, listen, and this is what happens. What happens is we have this adversary, an enemy who seeks to come. We spent a little bit of time Wednesday night and last Sunday talking about how the enemy was purposed in the world and how he fell from God's grace because he got full of pride. Y'all remember that for those of you that were here? So what he's come to do is to deceive and distort the truth. That's what he did. And he tried to make something true that actually was not true in the world. I mean, no, he uses deception to deceive us. He's got two tools, music and deception. Now, ain't nobody going to help me now. You missed the teaching on Wednesday night. Who was here Wednesday night? All y'all ought to be shouting glory. I mean, most of the time the enemy would like to get you all tied up in all kinds of bondage, all kinds of religious discussion, all kinds of deception. If he can make you ineffective as a believer, then he's just going to go ahead and win in your life. Come on, help me. Amen. Amen. And whether or not you had jumped through all the hoops, crossed all your T's and dotted all the I's and done all the stuff, how many of you know that's not really what made you saved? What made you saved was his grace. It was his blood. Amen. I mean, you know, most people make it so hard to get to God. I remember it was just a generation ago where you had to act a certain way in order to be saved. You had to dress a certain way in order to be saved. Come on, amen. I remember, come on, somebody help me, amen. They had so many rules that you had to meet in order to be able just to come to church, to be able to have fellowship with people and have fellowship with the saints. Come on, huh? There was a time in the church where women couldn't wear earrings. You can't put a diamond in your ear, but you could put it on a brooch and wear that. They had ways around everything. There's a time in the church when a woman couldn't wear makeup, but she could wear a big old giant hat on her head full of fruit basket and look like a banana boat coming through the door. Y'all, some of y'all don't remember that, do you? Come on, amen. There was a time in church when all men had to wear a suit, and if you didn't wear a suit, then you just weren't saved. Come on, there was a time you had to shave. You couldn't have a beard because the word was at the door from the usher is Jesus saves and he shaves. Some of y'all remember that. We're not even going to talk about tattoos because people get all uptight about tattoos. I told somebody one time, I said, Jesus had a tattoo. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, he does, right there on his thigh. It says in the book of Revelations, when he comes back, it shall say on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It didn't say nothing about on his clothing. It said on his thigh. See, we've spent way too much time trying to be religious and not enough time being children of God. And what happens is we get silly in our religion and we make all these different ways to God that never really get us to God. They just make us feel better about who we are so we can feel like we can earn God's love. And in fact, you can't earn it. You can't earn it. Come on, amen. It ain't how you dress that makes you acceptable to God. Come on, it's not what you wear, it's what's on the inside of the cup. It's not what's on the outside of the cup. Come on, amen.
Hey folks, I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? mytruthchurch.com. Click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again.
So here's Paul. He's writing to the church in Ephesus, and he's wanting to begin to confront some of the voices that were trying to make people to jump through hoops. You know, and you got to act a certain way, talk a certain way, dress a certain way. Paul referred to these people as savage wolves. Ain't nobody shouting. He called them savage wolves, men who come and try to take advantage of the vulnerabilities and make you believe a lie or manipulate you into saying that you have to be a certain kind of a person in order to be saved, in order to receive God's grace. So he begins to write the church in Ephesus, and he begins to clear a couple things up. And he wanted to begin to clear up their thinking, their stinking thinking. And he wanted them to begin to understand who they really are, to begin to engage their identity in Christ. Because watch this, ladies and gentlemen. What the enemy wants from you is your understanding. If the enemy can rob you of your revelation of the truth, then he can keep you in bondage. That's how deception works. Deception keeps you from truth. Truth is what makes you free, amen? If he can get you locked up in constrictive mentalities, then how many of you know he'll shut down the potential that's on the inside of you and make you ineffective in the purpose of your life that God has set aside for you? Because the real restrictions in life come through stinking thinking, through misunderstanding, through strongholds, through high imaginations, with not believing the right thing. And it will set your life and chart a course for your life that will keep you from the abundant life that God has called you to. How many know God's called you to have an abundant life, a full life, an overflowing life? So the question to you this morning, if it's not abundant, if it's not full, if it's not overflowing, what is it that you're believing that is hindering you from the truth that God wants to bring you into? Come on, amen. But we develop these restrictive, limited mentalities. And long as the enemy can keep my mind tied up in everything else that's going on in my life and keep me in wrong thinking, then how many know he can control my potential? He can control my future. He can affect my destiny. The next thing he tries to do is he comes in and he tries to distort my life. He tries to distort my identity, who I am, what my purpose is. Am I really the job that I work? Am I really the suit that I wear? Am I really the house that I live in? Am I really the car that I drive? Am I the man or the woman that God wants me to be? And here's what Paul said. He said this, we know no man after the flesh. In other words, you're not supposed to know people by how they dress and where they work and what they do. And come on, somebody, how many degrees they got hanging on the wall and how many trials and tribulations there. He said, don't know people after the flesh. You got to know them and judge them by the blood of Jesus. Come on, amen. And oftentimes we find ourselves in a place where we get good with that and we learn how to have grace for everybody in our life. And we say, I'm not going to judge them because they're now my family. I love them and God made us all children of God. But we never forget that we have to stop judging ourselves. And we end up putting limitations on our own thinking and we put ourselves under that limitation. And then we never measure up to the standard that we sit in the inside of our heart. So we live in shame and condemnation while we're saved. Nah, ain't nobody in here doing that, is it? Come on, amen. What we do is we constantly remind ourselves of everything that we've done wrong or where we went wrong and who we did it with and why we did it. And we live with the guilt of that all the while never really coming out of the oppression that has brought on our life. Listen, there are two truths in Scripture. Everybody say two truths. The Bible says you shall know, John 8:32, you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. That's what the Bible declares. That's what, come on somebody, that's what Jesus said. The more truth you know, the more revelation you know, the freer you become. Is this all right? Can I keep going? Everybody all right? If you don't know the truth, you can't live in the truth. You can't live in something you don't know, amen? That's why it's important for you and I to be taught the Word. That's why it's important for you and I to get involved in connect groups. That's why it's important for you and I to do Bible study. That's why it's important for you and I to spend time in prayer and devotion to God. Because if you don't focus on the things that are giving you truth, you'll believe a lie. You'll believe what you hear on Fox News and CNN News and MSNBC News and what you read on your social media account and what comes up in the Facebook news feed. You'll believe all that stuff and you'll begin to garner an identity off of a culture that is living in deception. Come on now, amen? So truth comes two ways. Watch this. First, it comes in positional truth. Everybody say positional truth. In other words, that's my position in Christ. It's what Christ has done to me, the reality of how God views my life, how God sees me, the grace that God used to change my life, to change this world, to save this world. I am now a child of God. That's my position in the kingdom. I've been redeemed. I've been healed. I've been made whole. I've been reconciled. I've been purposed by God. Somebody shout, I'm redeemed. He says that all my needs are supplied. Listen, that means that my needs are supplied on Thursday, not just Sunday. I can be fussing and whining and crying and think I ain't got enough money till payday. But the truth is all my needs are supplied according to his riches and glory. And the truth is I might feel overwhelmed. I might feel down and out. But his word says I'm more than a conqueror. Oh, come on, somebody. I've got everything I need on the inside of me by the power of the Holy Ghost to overcome every obstacle that the enemy has set before me because I'm more than a conqueror. That's what his word says. That means that in him I am positioned to be a victor. Come on, amen. But what happens is life comes and tries to shut down our perspective, shut down our understanding so that we don't see our life the way God sees our life. And our understanding then becomes darkened. That's how the devil works in deception. And we become limited in our capacity to be able to walk out what it is that God has already provided for us and established in us. And what happens is we believe that what we're experiencing in life is greater than the God who saved us. Come on, amen. How many know when you do that, you can be saved and fall back into the weakness of your life? That don't mean you're a sinner. That means you just haven't learned how to overcome. I know I'm messing with somebody's theology, but you'll be all right. Just hang in there, amen. So what we do is we exalt the weakness of our life rather than recognizing the power of God that's in our life. The truth is that in our weakness, He's made strong. You just got to acknowledge it. If He says, I'm an overcomer, guess what? If He says, I've got the victory, guess what? I might be lying in the mud, but how many of you know a diamond in the mud is still a diamond? It don't change the diamond. Come on, amen. I might be knocked down, but I ain't knocked out. I still have a destiny in the future. He might take the very breath out of my body, but you know what? I open my eyes in His presence even if He does that, because there ain't no way to lose in this kingdom of God. Amen? I might have been through hell and back. I might have had things taken from me and done to me, but the truth is I'm already victorious in Him. That's who I am in Him. Amen? That's called experiential truth. Somebody shout experiential truth. That means I'm becoming what I am positionally already. I'm beginning to experience. It's manifesting in my life. Every day I take a little step of faith. Every day I believe a little bit more. Every day my courage gets built. Every day my faith gets stretched. My faith muscle gets bigger and bigger and bigger every day, because what's happening is experientially the truth is coming into my life that I can begin to believe Him for the position of truth that He's already declared over me. That's good news for us today. How many of you believe that? So you know what that means? The truth is you've been refathered by God. You've been regened by God. He's your daddy today. Oh, that ought to make you get up and run. Come on, huh? So the truth is He's our father today, but how many know He's still got some kids that get in a mess? How many of you got kids that get in a mess? Don't mean they ain't your children, does it? I don't know what it is about the people of God that think every time they mess up, God ain't their father no more and they can leave the kingdom. You can't leave Him. He's your daddy. No more than your real daddy on earth can own you. He's your daddy. So what we find out is now He's our daddy, but we got a lot of kids that get into a big mess. Amen. Come on, there's a few folks that got saved and they think they left all that stuff in their past and they don't ever get in a mess. I got any people like that today? Don't raise your hand, because then you're going to be lying. Somebody said, when I got saved, I didn't think I'd sin another day in my life. Well, you're crazy. That ain't in your Bible. You're reading the wrong Bible. That's the book of something else. Woo, Jesus, huh? I tried to find some of them people to preach that didn't ever sin. Now I can't find them. They don't exist. They're a religious unicorn. The truth is we come to be. We are in the state of becoming everything that it is that God has purposed for our life. And we are in faith to become whatever it is. Amen? Woo! That means that God has established in you a race that you will have to run so that you can become everything that He wants you to become for every area of the journey of life that you're on. Somebody say it's a process.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.